Let's go to 1957 and the case of the Little Rock Nine. And let's look at the Little Rock Nine in regards to the 14th Amendment. This is directly impacted by the Brown versus Board of Education decision. If you remember, Brown was issued with the caveat of let's get this thing rolling with all deliberate speed. The court was nervous on how to implement Brown. And so when it provided its ruling, it said that the states could take their time. Well, Little Rock was a progressive school district. And in the 1957 school year, the Little Rock School District had planned to integrate Little Rock High School. And so they had 9 African American students prepared, ready to go to school when school opened in the fall. Well, the governor disagreed with this. He had pressure from the white citizens, and the white citizens did not want Little Rock to be a test case. They did not want their high school integrated. And Governor Orville Favis wanted to be reelected. So what Favis did is he brought in the Arkansas National Guard and basically guarded the high school and forbid the 9 students from going to class when school opened. Now, he was supported by the white community, but what he did in essence is he violated the court order that was in Brown versus Board of Education to integrate schools. President Eisenhower, who was a president at the time, can't allow a governor to violate a federal court order. So what Eisenhower does is Eisenhower calls out the 101st Airborne a week or so later to escort, the National Guard is dispersed, not directly, they back down. In the 101st Airborne, they escort these black children to Little Rock High School. So what you have there is you have the executive branch, the president, is using the Air Force to enforce the 14th Amendment and using the Air Force to enforce the Supreme Court's Brown versus Board of Education ruling that interprets the 14th Amendment and says that school segregation is a violation of the Constitution of the United States and specifically violates the Equal Protection Clause and the Equality Clause of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. Thus, the 9 children are escorted and go to Little Rock High School because of the protections afforded them by their creator and protected in the Constitution of the United States.